భగవద్ గీత చాప్టర్ 4 టెక్స్ట్ నెంబర్ 17 కర్మనో బోద్ధవ్యం బోద్ధవ్యం చ వికర్మణ అకర్మణస్య బోద్ధవ్యం జ్ఞాన కర్మనో గతి. ది ఇంట్రికసీస్ ఆఫ్ యాక్షన్ ఆర్ వెరీ హార్డ్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్. దేర్ ఫార్ వన్ షుడ్ నో ప్రాపర్లీ వాట్ యాక్షన్ ఈజ్, వాట్ ఫర్బిడెన్ యాక్షన్ ఈజ్, అండ్ వాట్ ఇన్ యాక్షన్ ఈజ్. So human life is all about how to do proper activities. Just doing activities within your jurisdiction, everybody has some money, everybody has some circle of influence, everybody has some opportunity. Like in your house. In your house, you can eat meat, you can drink, and you may mishandle your wife, things like that, and it doesn't come into the notice. Or your personal life, you may smoke, or where there is an opportunity, you may do some mischief, or you may have some bad habits, or you may exploit your subordinates. They are helpless. Everybody will have some subordinates. The children are under their parents, so the children are helpless. Whatever is the nature of the parents. Whereas in Krishna consciousness, no one can behave independently. We are all guided by very great authorities. The great teachers are there, Vaishnavas, and the scriptures are there to judge what is right and wrong. So it is expected that in Krishna conscious society, you have more healthy people or more healthy relationships. Otherwise, what is the use of doing sadhana, having knowledge and so on? Is it right? Lot of knowledge and lot of sadhana. But basically, if our behavior doesn't change, what is the use? So people are without Krishna consciousness. They have their value system. They have their likes and dislikes. So different levels. Very crude people, they have their likes and dislikes. I like this, I don't like this. But better than that, there are people who say, I like this because this is good for health. I like this because this will not interfere with others' interests. So this is within the, without encroachment. And the best thing is authority. The scriptures say we should do like this. We should work like this, so we are doing it. So results are all different. All activities, don't think everybody is cooking and eating and they are satisfying their hunger. It's not just like that. If a person is eating what is called prohibited food, and he is risking his life to suffer or to get a birth more degraded than the present one, just by your eating habits. You may eat to your satisfaction of your tongue, but that will have reactions. So you are not even independent to eat what you like. You have to eat according to the recommendations of the scriptures. Similarly, when you are, like, you can make money by working in a slaughterhouse, you can open a bar and a restaurant, you can run a club, or you can sell novels and other cheap literature, and you can make money and like that. But it will have its reactions, because you are spoiling the society, which is against the laws of God. You cannot just sell anything you like. That is called responsible way of doing things. Actually, this all has to be supervised by the government. The word governance. The government is supposed to have this Krishna conscious way of doing things. Because the government is supposed to take care of us. So first they should be educated. Then they can implement this in all levels of the society. But if the government is a bunch of sudras, sudras means they only know how to have sense gratification and provide a promise, sense gratification to their followers, there is no meaning. Their only goal in life is headlessly, aimlessly, just enjoy your life the way you like, and don't worry about future, don't worry about the consequences, don't worry about the future unbearable suffering. So human life is full of responsibility. So Prabhupada says, why did God give human beings so many facilities? He gives the example, a peon or an attendant in the bank is paid only 4,000 rupees or 7,000 rupees, and the bank manager is paid 80,000 rupees. This fellow is getting 8,000 and the bank manager is getting 80,000 rupees. 10 times more than that. Why? Because the bank manager is supposed to do a bigger responsibility. He's supposed to, the whole bank function is dependent on him. He should see that everything is taken care of. Whereas this attendant, he just has to do some odd job, put the file there, give the check there, bring some water, like that. Nothing but the complete responsibility of running the bank efficient, like it is in profits, and the clients are satisfied, and work is going on smoothly, the coordinated work. Not that wherever the client will go and people are just gossiping and they are not working, and then complaints will come. That is the point that you have to close down the bank, because if everybody protests, if people pull out their accounts from the bank and they go to other banks, then immediately the inquiry will come. What is the manager doing? Then the manager has the responsibility to see that everything is going on properly. Similarly, human life, God has given us many, many facilities. Like we are given the intelligence to build a house, we are given the facility that you can cook and make many tasty, palatable dishes, items you can eat. Only the cow is always eating crude things, some grass, some horse gram, some vegetable. But we eat so many kind of flavors, and then man is given so many opportunities and facilities for what? Only for sense gratification? No. So Prabhupada said that what you say, the modern society is simply a deluxe version of animal life. That means if animals are eating on the floor, off the floor, and you are eating on the dining table, it's a business. And if animals, they are meeting and waiting on the roadside, and you are very five-star hotel, and you are meeting there, you are meeting there, meeting and then meeting. You are doing it there. So, same activity, but done in a very sophisticated way or a polished way. It's a deluxe version, like Bhagavad Gita. Sometimes people ask, the paperback edition, and a paperback edition is 60 rupees. And deluxe Bhagavad Gita, it is 600 rupees. Then you will ask, what, this is so costly, 600, is there anything extra more? No, no, the same thing. The subject, the same thing, but the paper quality, the binding, and the printing of, art paper, and color paintings, but otherwise, the same number of slokas, same author, same explanation. No? So if you are a poor man, you will think, I will just buy the paperback because the same thing is there and it suits your budget, it suits your pocket, and you can buy it. And the other man may buy 600 rupees that deluxe edition, and because he has money, he has purchased it, he may not read it. The other man is anxious to read it, but he has no money, but he is getting it for 60 rupees paperback. And then that book will make a very great person out of him. Because he is really, I purchased this book and I should read it. No? That man, because he has just money is there, I'll buy it and leave it in the shelf. So Bhagavad Gita, if you read it, if you understand it, then your life will become very, very great. You may be nobody now, but you be with Bhagavad Gita and you practice Bhagavad Gita, and then slowly you get realization. You get realization that I am becoming a better person. And if I continue with that, then I can also become like a perfectionist. And that means I want to do everything very nicely. You know? What is the difference between a devotee and a non-devotee? Non-devotee will all the time say, please, I am sorry, forgive me, go on making mistakes and go on begging forgiveness. So that is an ordinary man. Ordinary man will just do anything on the nick of the moment, and then afterwards he will regret. Why did I talk like this? Why did I say like this? Why did he do like this? But if you are a mature person, advanced person, a spiritual person, you are already planning ahead how to do things properly. You know? You are more organized, more refined, and more thoughtful. We are doing things. So the point is, karmas, we are free to act the way we like, but you are not free to escape the consequence of your actions. We are given some freedom to act. Just like I can murder somebody, that's it. You can do that, but after that, for your lifelong, you may have to be in prison, or they may hang you to death. Your life will also come to an end before time, because you did an act which is in violation to the law. So, So action you are free to do, but consequences, you have to face it. So a mature person, if I have to face the consequences of my actions, actions are not just things you do with your hands and legs. The Bhagavad Gita describes actions in the mind, actions in the speech, and actions by the body. Generally, when you say action, we think about what did we do? You break it, or you eat it, or you trouble somebody, actions. But before the actions are their seed in the mind. It's not that you are a very nice person, suddenly you come and stab somebody. It doesn't happen like that. If you are stabbing somebody, means your thought process, your constant thinking, and then that resulted in this activity. That means the subtle actions, the actions begin at a subtle plane, and then it will come to behavioral plane, and then action plane. And suppose I don't like somebody, say, I don't like somebody, so it will be bugging you in your head. You did not say anything with your mouth, but in the head, all the time burning, thinking bad about him. And so the hatred will increase. And then it will be reflected in your speech. You cannot check it because the mind is pushing you. Then as soon as you open your mouth, some insulting word will come, because it's what is going on inside, slip. And not only that, we mishandle. You deal with a person in a rude way, in an improper way, and everybody will have to ask you, why did you act like that? Because it started with the mind, and slowly it resulted in like a gross criminal activity. So Bhagavad Gita is giving education how to deal with the mind, so that your speech will follow, your actions will follow, that will go on. So here we should know that human life, everybody wants advancement, progress. Nobody starts a business that I should become a pauper. Nobody goes to a college with the idea that, you know, I will not get a good job, or I will not go for higher education. If you're going to a college, that means you want to progress. Similarly, human life, you want to earn your, you want to increase your earnings, you want to improve your educational qualification, you want to improve your status, reputation, influence. Everybody, who doesn't want? How you will use your influence and money, that is a different thing. That again depends. But everybody wants to improve. So Krishna is saying that it looks like in the world everybody is living the way they want. And that's why not everybody is getting the same treatment in this world. Some people are beggars, some people are very rich, some people are having bad habits, some people are having very good habits, some people are getting good positions, respectable positions, some people don't. They're all the background is karmas. That means if you can take care of your present, the presence, whatever may be your presence, present, but if you do authorized activities. Prabhupada mentioned three kinds of activities here. Prabhupada said whimsical actions and authorized actions, and then Krishna conscious actions. Most of the people in the world, they are living whimsically. Their actions have no reference to the scripture. And there are few people who do some socially acceptable actions. Some people are doing sinful activities, lying, cheating, drinking, eating meat, all unauthorized activities. And there are people who are doing, but they are not Krishna conscious activities. That is second category. And the first category is how by doing what activities I can attain liberation. By doing what activities I will have only a better and better birth. By doing what activities I can be fully satisfied and happy in life. By activities we can become very happy and satisfied. So by material activities, your many achievements, you became prime minister, you became a billionaire, and you are very influential. But have you become happy? Have you become satisfied? So our leaders have big, big plans, but their plans are always challenging. They are spending crores and crores working hard. If the prime minister is making some plans, that means the thousands of people are going to work under him, and he's going to allot crores and crores of rupees. But suppose the result is not there, then you have to think about it. Wow, I planned, I put so many people into action, and I pumped so many crores of rupees, but it has not improved the quality of people. People have not, the goods are not delivered to the people. That means wasted. That means the planning was not right. So devotees have to be bold, devotees have to be confident, and devotees have to, by our personal life and by our conviction, we should be able to guide the rest of the society. So people should have knowledge about, that's what he's saying, people should have knowledge. Karmanavapi bodhavyam, bodhavyam means you should be aware what happens when I do this karma. What I am supposed to do. Suppose you are in some place, you are in some job. Suppose you take up a job in Simhapuri Hospital, say, and the hospital has some expectations from you. When they interview you, they tell you you have to work from 9 o'clock to 6 o'clock, and you have to work in this department, you have to be doing surgery, or you have to be prescribing medicine, or you have to be assisting the doctor, depending on your job, you have to be doing that. You cannot just sit in the doctor's chair when you are only a nurse or attendant. Or you are a doctor, but you don't treat the patients properly, and you spoil the name of the hospital, and they will fire you. You lose your reputation and they will fire you from the hospital. So, karmas. So, we should not grudge. When something is happening to us, you should not blame others. My own karmas. Nothing is happening. We are getting the result of what we did. Our own karmas bring results to us. So, don't think he, she, this and all that. Every man, if you are not comfortable in life, if you are troubled in life, don't have the blame game. Anyone who has knowledge of Bhagavad Gita, he will never blame others. Because in his understanding, others are doing according to karmas or whatever, but I am supposed to follow Bhagavad Gita and do things properly. So don't blame others, but you look into yourself. And if you are eligible for better things, and Krishna is not going to keep them away from you. So whenever things are not good, don't talk about so how can I improve my qualification? How can I improve my dealings so that Krishna can reciprocate or I become eligible for better things? So we should know that there are activities that are sinful, there are activities that give you reaction, and there are activities that liberate you from bondage so that you can realize your eternal blissful nature. We should do activities that enable us to realize our eternal blissful nature. They are the right activity. At least don't do sinful activities. Two actions. Sinful activities, Krishna conscious activities. At least we should be knowing how to avoid sinful activities. Because to do Krishna conscious activities, you need a guru, you need some training, you need some practice. Hearing and saying things is easy, but when it comes to practical life, we are unable to apply because our mind is stubborn, our senses are addicted to act in a particular way. So it takes time. But be on the job, but be on the right path, one day you will be there. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki.